Dr. Pinsky dictating email. I am Ian Keith, K-E-I-T-H, Coleman, C-O-L-E-M-A-N. As you know, I previously evaluated Mr. Coleman as described in the reports listed above. But he's now a 31-year-old male who again reports he injured his left knee at work on 5-20-14. Period. He has undergone surgery on the knee. Period. Since evaluated here, he received PRP injections twice from Dr. Dwyer. Period. These helped him for approximately 2 months. But he's no longer receiving any active treatment. Period. New paragraph. Is my understanding he received an order approving settlement on 3/10/16 in the amount of 22.5% of the statutory left leg. But he then filed a reopener application. Period. Additional records show that Mr. Coleman had left knee percutaneous tenotomy with ultrasound guidance by Dr. Lipschultz on 10/17/14. Prior to the given diagnosis was left knee patella tendonitis / tendinosis. Period. He followed up postoperatively on 10/23/14 when he looked great. Period. He did not have any preoperative pain and had minimal tenderness over the inferior pole of the patella. Period. He would initiate gentle range of motion exercises. Period. Dr. Lipschultz followed his progress over the next several months. Period. On 2/3/15, the petitioner looked markedly improved and felt over 75% better. Period. He returned on 2/23/15 and was cleared for full duty, having met therapy goals. Period. On 3/16/15, he related doing well, but does have intermittent days of discomfort. Period. He feels somehow it is work-related. Period. He's able to squat, come a single hop, although not with the dexterity to the contralateral side. Period. Dr. Lipschultz thought he had some residual weakness. Period. He had been going to the gym, comma, using a treadmill, comma, and doing light weights. Period. He advised the petitioner continue in that direction and discharge him from care. Period. New paragraph. Earlier records also show he was seen at Concentra on 6/3/14 and was placed on modified duty. Period. They followed his progress over the next few months. Period. On 7/29/14, he was seen by Dr. Lipschultz while at U.S. Med Group. Period. His diagnosis was left knee, partial tear of the patellar tendon. Period. He returned Mr. Coleman to physical therapy. Period. He saw Dr. Lipschultz through 10/7/14 when he recommended surgical intervention in a minimally invasive fashion. This was the surgery listed at the beginning of this dictation. New paragraph. On 7/6/15, Mr. Coleman went to the emergency room complaining of left knee pain. Period. He had surgery 6 months ago from a work-related injury. Period. He stated he had not been back to the surgeon and denied any recent trauma. Period. He claims his knee buckled and he was now in extreme pain. Period. Both active and passive range of motion caused pain on exam. Period. X-rays of the knee showed no evidence of osseous or joint pathology. Period. His knee was splinted and he was treated and released. Period. New paragraph. After the aforementioned odor-approving settlement, he saw Dr. Lipschultz again on 125-18 for a need for treatment evaluation. Having last been evaluated on 3-16-15, period. On this occasion, he thought Mr. Coleman had patellar tendonitis. That seemed to be the same pathology he had in 2014 and 2015. Period. He did recommend additional treatment related to his injury, including a repeat MRI of the knee. Period. He saw Dr. Dwyer on 5-2-19, stating his knee felt good and he was working full duty. Period. He was doing extremely well, status post platelet-rich plasma injection into the patellar tendon of the left knee. Period. Exam was benign and he had no pain. Period. He was then discharged from care again. Period. New paragraph. He had another need for treatment evaluation with Dr. Dwyer on 5-27-21. Period. He referenced the more recent MRI that was compared to the original of 7-9-14. Period. Per to the radiologist, there was tendinosis of the patellar tendon. Period. There was no tear, but there was osseous hypertrophic change along the inferior pole of the patella with low-grade stress change in the patella. Period. There was no fracture, but there was a small joint effusion. Period. Dr. Lipschultz had then recommended observation. Period. Dr. Dwyer learned at the referral of his attorney. He was then seen by Dr. McMillan on 6-12-18, who recommended biologic injections in the form of platelet-rich plasma or stem cell injections. Period. He also recommended the patient concentrate on weight reduction and strengthening with the use of anti-inflammatory medications and icing. Period. Dr. Dwyer diagnosed left knee pain and patella tendonitis of the left knee. Period. He recommended he be provided with a new CHO-PAT patellar tendonitis brace and recommended a repeat PRP injection. Period. Authorized Mr. Coleman to continue working in a full-duty capacity. Period. He saw Dr. Dwyer again on 3-7-22 when a PRP injection was administered to the left knee. Period. He followed up through 4-25-22. Period. Exam of the knee was entirely benign. Period. The injection had given him significant relief. Period. He was discharged to return to full unrestricted duty. Period. Physical exam. General appearance. He states he works 11-hour days, 5 days per week, and is on his feet most of that time. Period. Extremities lower. Inspection revealed pes planus, deformities bilaterally. Period. There was atrophy of the left thigh, but no swelling or effusions. Period. Normal through. He had mild tenderness, palpation at the inferior aspect of the left patella and the lateral aspect of the popliteal space, but there was none on the right. Knee maneuvers, he had a positive McMurray's maneuver on the left, which is negative on the right. Thrust of that is normal, thoracic normal, lumbar sacral. He changed positions fluidly, was able to squat to 50 degrees and rise. The rest of that is normal. Impressions. On 5-20-14, Keith Coleman injured his left knee, as marked in my prior report. Period. He did receive an order approving settlement on 3-10-16. Period. I had last seen him on 10-2-19. Period. I am now in receipt of the operative report from 10-17-14 that will be inserted here. Period in the paragraph, Mr. Coleman went on for additional evaluation and treatment with Dr. Dwyer, comma, Dr. Lipschultz, comma, and at the referral of his attorney, Dr. McMillan. Period, PRP injections were administered to the left knee with excellent relief. Period. He was then discharged from care to continue working in a full-duty capacity. Period. New paragraph, the current exam found he ambulated without an intelligent or an assistive device for ambulation. Period. There was a suggestion of atrophy of the left thigh, but no swelling or effusions. Period. Motion of the left knee was full without crepitus or tenderness. Period. He did have mild tenderness palpation. Period. McMurray's maneuver was positive on the left. Period. He was able to squat to 50 degrees and rise. Period. New paragraph. This case continues to represent the same amount of permanency I previously offered. Period. He does remain highly functional in his position as a chef. Period. End.